now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, it is hard to believe, but we are coming to the end of the year, and what a year it's been. A terrible year, in fact. As COVID continued through 2020, gracefully into 2021. And as far as the lounge scene is concerned, well, it's been fairly quiet. Yep, fingers crossed that 2022 is going to be a little bit different. I think it will be. I think now that most of the world is vaccinated, it should be a different world. And hopefully a little bit more of a mobile world. I'm looking forward to potentially going on a holiday at the end of the year, which brings me to the fact that this is the second last show of the year. Next week, our Best of the Best show. And then I'm going to go on vacation, which is nice. Looking forward to that. Don't know whether I'll go anywhere, but I'm going to take a bit of a break anyway, which is always nice. Got some social comment coming your way, a deep thought on the way as well. Let's kick off with the Tiki Delights and Shaken Not Stirred on the Cocktail Nation.
The clock strikes cocktail time in the penthouse suite. He moves with measured grace behind the bar. The lights are soft and low in his swank retreat. While below, a striking beauty parks her car. The elevator gently glides to the 15th floor. Contemplates his kiss and warm embrace. Though it's her duty to disarm him behind closed doors, she may fall prey to the passion in this place.
Shaken, not stirred, the dry martinis flow. Each unaware of what the other knows. Lost in the moment while Sinatra sings. Intoxicating tunes, seductive words. Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred.
Crescent moon glows in the penthouse suite. They move with carefree grace in unguarded solitude. Espionage loses out in the swank retreat as two romantic spies, completely mesmerized, indulge in their top secret interlude.
Shake and not stir, the dry martinis flow. Each unaware of what the other knows. Lost in the moment while Sinatra intoxicating tunes, seductive words, shaken, not stirred,
shaken, not stirred,
shaken, not stirred,
shaken, not stirred,
shaken, not stirred.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktonation with Combustible Edison and Dior. Check out the official website, cocktonation.net, always updated, lots of things on there. And of course, you can find out what's going on in the World of Swank Gig Guide, Lounge Life magazine, and of course, a few posts from me from time to time as well.
Cocktail Nation.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Following his succession of suave TV adventures like Richard Diamond, Private Detective, and Peter Gunn, Blake Edwards created Mr. Lucky in 1959. The series centered around the charming owner of a gambling casino and restaurant located on his yacht, and dealt with various local gangsters, criminals, and even a few international saboteurs and baddies. The show was woven from a character Edwards had created for Dick Powell on Four Star Playhouse, and Cary Grant's film, inspired by Bundles of Freedom by Milton Holmes. John Vivian was cast as the lead for his Cary Grant-like features, and he was paired up with a charismatic and funny character actor, Ross Martin, who later starred in Wild Wild West. The series mostly struck a light tone, with some hilarious scripts dealing with late 50s subculture trends like beatniks and abstract expressionism. But the show ended on a dramatic note in 1960 with a film noir-style thriller about a ring of fascists who sneak into U.S. territory to spread hate and destabilize the country. Mancini's musical ideas for the soundtrack drifted towards symphonic light jazz. Buddy Cole supplied some organ-drenched solos, which now might seem a bit roller skater rink, but the recordings captured an interesting period of easy listening and exotica, and the novelty of stereo panning by RCA's Living Stereo experiments. In these next two tracks, Don Fagerquist brought some much-needed energy to the score with his outstanding trumpet solos. Here's Chime Time, and That's It, and That's All.
Thank you.
We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Tier ist 007 und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang
Cocktail Nation. De Cocktail Nation 8 Cooper.
Clean shirt, new shoes, and I don't know where I am going to. Silk suit, black tie, I don't need a reason why I. They come running just as fast as they can. Is every girl crazy about that sharp-dressed man? Shades, white gloves, looking sharp, looking for love. They come a running just as fast as they can. Every girl crazy about a sharp dressed man.
Digue de Cocktail Nation 8 longe leader Coucou Père.
Cocktail Nation there with Steve Million and Blue Lizard, brand new music to the Cocktail Nation, and Richard Cheese as well, Sharp Dressed Man, Ixtawele, and Manna. Thanks so much to Jason Whiten bringing us our Spy Vibe segment every month, spyvibe.com, the website to check out, and I'm hoping that he joins us again for 2022 with some more spy stuff. Let's take a look at Lounge Life magazine. We've got the 1960 Ferrari 250 PF Cabriolet, which brings classic style. It's arrived in Jay Leno's garage. You might like to check it out. A story on Diane Rigg, remembered, and Love for Sale. Tony Bennett's collaboration with Lady Gaga has broken some amazing, amazing records. Well, after 4 months, I finally got a haircut this week. It was the highlight of my week, bizarrely. I couldn't get into my hairdresser for a couple of weeks after we basically exited lockdown, a four-month lockdown. And hairdressers were just chockers. It was just impossible to get an appointment. Finally got one. So now looking a little bit more Cary Grant as opposed to 1970s Elvis, which is good.
On the Cocktail Nation, Copego is deep.
Why do people duck when it rains? Do they think they will get less wet?
Very deep, Cocktail Nation.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today. Cocktail Nation.
Like, tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. We'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, and I'll be holding you so near that you may hear angels cheer. Because we're together, weather wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, and I'll be holding you so near that you may hear angels cheer. Because we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Come on, fly with me, let's fly, let's fly.
Nation, Ryan Christopher, come fly with me. Now, there's this terrible story that's been bouncing around the news. You might have heard about it. Alec Baldwin on the set of a film, I think it's a new film called Rust, and accidentally shooting somebody with what he thought was a gun filled with blanks. And I thought to myself, you know what's going to happen? I guarantee this is going to happen. They're now going to say, guns banned on sets. Banned, banned. Because that's what we do today. As soon as something goes wrong, we ban it. In fact, I've already heard rumblings from some movie theaters that what they're going to be doing is using CGI and sound effects to replicate guns. But I just thought to myself, oh, here we go. Here we go. Because, look, bad things happen in life. They just do. It's awful. Imagine if we banned planes because, well, there's quite a few accidents when they started. The reality is, if we keep doing things like that, we're never going to get anywhere. That's for sure. He's Serge Gainsbourg.
Que j'aime voir, chère indolente, de ton corps si beau, comme une étoffe vacillante miroiter la peau. Sur ta chevelure profonde, aux acres parfums, mer odorante et vagabonde, aux flots bleus et bruns, comme un navire qui s'éveille au vent du matin, mon âme rêveuse appareille pour un ciel lointain. Tes yeux où rien ne se révèle, de doux ni d'amer, sont de bijoux froids où se mêle l'or avec le fer. À te voir marcher en cadence, belle d'abandon, on dirait un serpent qui danse au bout d'un bâton. Sous le fardeau de ta paresse, ta tête d'enfant se balance avec la mollesse d'un jeune éléphant. Et ton corps se penche et s'allonge comme un fin vaisseau qui roule bord sur bord et plonge ses vergues dans l'eau. Comme un flot grossi par la fonte des glaciers grondants, quand l'eau de ta bouche remonte au bord de tes dents, je crois boire un vin de bohème amer et vainqueur, un ciel liquide qui parsème d'étoiles mon cœur.
Life tips sont de Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper, so cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Cocktail with Clouseau and Exhuming Elizabeth. Next week on the show, our best of the best show, final one of 2021. Then I'm going to take a break. Leave you with Thomas McKay and Black Orchid. Stay happy.